Candidate 113, wake and dress.
The second day, the computer woke Quentin. Quentin followed directions and didn't have to wait long before the door opened and something started to come through. To float through. Quentin jumped away from the door, his back hitting the small cell's back wall. The being floated at chest height, a white, tapered, flattish creature about 4 feet across and 6 feet long. At the outer edges of the body, thick skin moved in undulating waves like the long wings of a stingray or a skate. A row of six deep black sensory pits lined the creature's curved front. A hurrah.
My goodness, are you all right?
The creature hadn't said it, because Quentin didn't see any movement from anything that might be a mouth. He realized that the words came from a small metal machine strapped to the creature's back. He recognized the creature as a resident of one of the five gas giant planets that made up the Hurrah Tribal Accord. He'd never seen one in person, just as hollows as GFL reps. He'd also studied them in classes that taught every Purist Nation child how to kill the sub-races. He remembered that striking in one of the pits of the Hurrah would put sudden compression on the Hurrah's heart, causing it to rupture. The Hurrah's sensory pits combined to produce a sonar that let them see everything via sound waves. A curled tentacle sat outside the leftmost and rightmost black pit, the Hurrah equivalent of hands. It wore a pack of some kind on its back, an orange and black pack with many compartments and pockets. Quentin stared before he realized his hands had balled up into tight fists.
Who the hell are you?
I'm the Kraken's team doctor. You may call me Doc. Please, relax, my good man. I'm here for your physical.
I don't get a human doctor?
Hurrah make excellent doctors, I assure you. I've been studying multi-species sports medicine for 50 years. I realize that my appearance may be a bit startling to you, Quentin, but I pose no danger. Now please, sit and relax.
Doc reached a tentacle into his backpack and came out with a bracelet done in a bluish metal.
Please disrobe and hold out your wrist.
I want a human doctor.
That's fine. But I'm the team doctor for the Ioneth Krakens. If you want to play for the Krakens, I have to examine you. If you want to go back to the PNFL for another year so you can find a team with a human doctor, that is your prerogative.
Quentin gritted his teeth. He wasn't waiting another year. He stripped out of his bodysuit and held out his hand. Doc's tentacles shot to the scar on Quentin's right arm. Quentin managed not to flinch as the alien examined the old wound.
How did this happen?
Grinder accident when I was a kid. Working in the mines. Almost lost my arm.
But that scar. Did they use stitches? With a needle and thread?
It was a pretty bad injury. I think they did a great job. They grafted the bone together, repaired the muscle connections, and stitched the whole thing up.
Stitches and bone grafts. Sheer barbarism.
Doc fastened the bracelet around Quentin's wrist.
This device will check all of your vital signs. I already have a great deal of physical information on you from yesterday's test, so this is somewhat of a formality. Now I'm going to check your joints. Machines can't always find what can be found by touch.
Quentin's lip curled involuntarily at the thought of the Hurrah touching him. But he'd have to get used to aliens, so he might as well start now. Doc's tentacles gripped Quentin's arm. They were warm and soft, not cold and clammy as he had expected. Doc bent his arm at the elbow, then straightened it, pushing against the joint.
Does it hurt when I do this?
No.
Doc continued his examination, moving from joint to joint.
The NFL doesn't give out medical records. What sports-related injuries have you sustained?
None.
There's no use in lying, my good man. I'm going to find any injuries you've had.
Search all you want.
The Hurrah doctor continued looking. After 5 minutes of gentle poking, prodding, and bending, he stopped. He pulled the device off Quentin's wrist, looked at it for a moment, then returned it to his backpack.
How is it that you have played football for 4 years and yet you have no injuries?
Quentin shrugged.
I don't get hit very much.
Yes, well, I suppose you don't. Now we have just one more test, Quentin. We must check you for a hernia.
Quentin's heart sank. He'd forgotten about that most invasive part of the sports physical.
I don't have one.
I need to check. Please stand.
Tentacles on my testicles. I'm really moving up in the world.